Hi everyone, Cole here with a special little update before we get you over to the main podcast. First and foremost, unfortunately, the Premier League season has been further postponed until at least April 30th at this point. We recorded this podcast earlier in the week, so it mentions April 4th, so just keep that in mind when you're listening. And the second bit of news, very sad news, unfortunately, former Villa youth team player, youth cup winner, and first team player Peter Whittingham has passed away, unfortunately, at the young age of 35. From everyone here at the 7500 to Holt team, we just want to send our thoughts and prayers over to Peter, his family, of course, under these tragic circumstances. And I'm hoping that the world of football can unite under something like this, especially during these trying times within society. But anyways, guys, without further ado, let's get you over to the main bit of the Holtcast. Hello and welcome back to another edition of the 7500 to Holt Holtcast. We, of course, are back, and as I say we, it's of course me, myself, and I, and of course my good pal Danny. Danny Raza, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. I'm okay. Very weird week. So weird. I'm sure unless you've been living under a rock or you're part of the German Big Brother cast, you will know that we have a bit of a pandemic going around. And because of coronavirus, it's disrupted the football season. And that means, Cole, we don't have a regular podcast. We don't have a match to preview.
Yeah, it's... Well, long story short, guys, if to let you in behind the Holtcast curtain, essentially, we were supposed to have a preview out last week for Chelsea. Things didn't work out anyways, various reasons. I kind of had the suspicion that things weren't going to go on as it was in terms of Premier League football. And then later, of course, it comes out that the Premier League, as of right now, and I expect it'll probably be continuously postponed. Right now, it's postponed till April 4th. I'd imagine that'll continue on, like I just said. Things seem to get more serious by the day with this coronavirus. It's a very serious issue. My thoughts and hopes and prayers go out to every single person. It's a difficult time right now. There definitely isn't a lot of football chat, but we're going to kind of run through this podcast in regards to the scenarios that we're facing with the Premier League season, with Villa. I'm sure we'll get a little off topic as we always do, and we'll rant on because I'm sure that's why people listen to the 7500 to Holtcast, because why not?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we have a Q&A as well today.
Yes, we do as well.
Is that right? Am I?
Yes, you are correct. Thank you for reminding me that. Before we get to it, it's going to be, guys, and I'll be honest, it's going to be kind of all over the place because, as all of you know, like Danny said, unless you're living under a rock, this is definitely a situation for the history books of just the world, basically. Danny, how are you feeling all about this stuff? It doesn't leave us with a lot of stuff to do, does it?
No, I think that's the thing. Like, I was just saying that. So first of all, let me just say, like, in case anybody's wondering, you probably don't care, but you know, I'm fit and healthy. I'm fine. Right. And I hope you are as well, Cole. You okay?
I'm groovy.
Yeah, as we stand. Yeah. I think like mentally, there's nothing to look forward to. I think that's like one of the awful things, isn't it? I think we've all got this like looming uncertainty, and I think, you know, without getting too morbid, kind of we don't quite know what's going to happen next. But you know, when it comes to sport, when it comes to even if you're like into gigs, if you're you know, people had holidays booked, and you know, you'll know about that, Cole. You know, it's just there's nothing to look forward to right now. So as it stands, I think the only league football which is going on at the moment is like, I don't know, there's a bit going on in Turkey. I think National League went on in the weekend, but you know, all of these things are just subject to getting, you know, biffed at one point or another.
Yeah, and I think the thing, and I don't want to just go, like, I mean, this is going to be coronavirus themed. I think everything is coming out of sport right now because it's obviously holding everything up. I think the one thing that is important to say right now is practice social distancing. Just to let you guys know, we always record these remotely. I'm obviously in Canada. Danny's in England, so we have to. So that makes it possible. It's important to try to limit this as much as possible. And of course, I do want to put that out there. A lot of other podcasts I listen to mention it as well. It's going to be a mentally trying and tough time for a lot of people, physically and definitely emotionally. And obviously, of course, that goes into the mental aspects of things. If you guys are ever feel like you need someone to talk to, need anything, feel free to reach out to Danny or myself, or I'm sure any of the members of the 7500 to Holt team. We're of course always here to chat and hopefully lift your spirits a little bit. So I just wanted to put that out there first and foremost, because it's going to be a trying time. This thing seems like it's going to be going on for a long time. So I just wanted to say that. But anyways, guys, let's get into it, because we've been rambling on about negative stuff, and I guess it's going to continue. Danny, let's break into the possibilities here for the Premier League and Aston Villa. Let's break into the first one, shall we? Or do you want to kind of go through all of them at once? What do you think here?
So I'll mention what the three are first of all, and then we can talk about them one by one, right? So scenario one is that the Premier League resumes April 4th, and or at some point down the line. And all the games get finished and the season plays out, Euros get postponed, etc. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Scenario two is that, we already heard news about the Euros. So, that makes that a little bit easier. Scenario two is that the league is nullified and essentially this season doesn't count. Or you can maybe even look at it and go, well, Liverpool get the title, but for the rest of it, this doesn't count. So that means whoever's in the relegation zone, it is what it is. Next season, we start again. And then scenario three is that the table is taken as it is and Villa go down. Now, this is just rough. I'm sure there is plenty more scenarios out there, but these are kind of the three sort of, general possibilities that are out there for Villa, aren't they, Cole? I would say.
Yeah, each one is extreme in its own right. Either way, you're looking at a delayed season. I think from a financial standpoint, in terms of the league and the teams, Premier League teams more than anything, you'd have to say are going to be most okay financially with this. But of course, it's a trickle-down effect. You look at probably teams even, and I want to say probably League 2, maybe even League 1, obviously below that, this might cost them, I don't know, their financial well-being or even their stability as a club. There's a lot of different things. Danny, let's get on to the first one. Let's open up with that one, shall we? With the season continuing here, April 4th.
Yeah, I think this is basically the most preferred one for everybody, isn't it? This is the most preferred scenario, but let's be honest, let's be real. It doesn't look like coronavirus or the fears surrounding coronavirus are easing up anytime soon.
It's getting worse.
It's getting worse, isn't it? Yeah, it's getting worse. I know some countries are reporting a drop in spread and drop in death rates and that kind of thing. But very much in Europe and I think in, the West, it's rising as it is. But we're not medical experts. We're not here to analyze that. What we can say is that it looks very unlikely that it's going to resume April 4th. But could it resume somewhere later down the line? I think that's a good question. It's very much a possibility, isn't it? If coronavirus, if it does ease up, then I'd say the preferred possibility is probably finish the season over in May or June. Maybe wait a month for the Premier League to push the Premier League a little bit further forward. Or you just say, okay, well, we're playing it sort of in the time that the Euros would have been.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. Of course, like we said before, Danny most notably said, is there won't be any Euros. I think the South American Cup as well. I don't know why I'm forgetting the name of that.
Yeah, Copa America. It's delayed until 2021.
Yeah, so with that being said, those two things that are usually quite schedule heavy for many players, within the Premier League especially, that's not a possibility right now. So I think if we're looking at a short-term view, that is the most realistic option. If I'm going to rate this one out of 10, Danny, I think this is probably, to be honest, I think this is the most least likely one. But it's hard to say, there's so many possibilities.
Know. I don't know if it is cold. I don't know if it is the least likely one, because if they talk about it being, they talk about it peaking in May or June. You know, I mean, there's other things that they could do. There's other things that they could do. You know, they could come to May, or they could come to the end of April and say, right, we've tested all our players. They're all fit to play. They've tested negative. Let's play the rest of the games behind closed doors without any fans. Maybe that's the way to do it. You know, that is another possibility before saying it's too unlikely. I could still see, because I think this is the key thing for me. This is the best way to avoid legal issues, isn't it?
Yeah. It's, see, okay, this is the thing when I look at it, and I've listened to probably actually 3 football related podcasts today. A lot of them.
Oh, geez, really?
Yeah.
You must be bored, man. Are you in quarantine?
No, but work's been very, very slow. So with that being said, I have to get some podcasts in my ears. I don't have one ear. I have 2. I should say that. So with that being said, I need to pass the time. A lot of them are saying, oh, well, you know what? You can't have games behind closed doors because football's nothing without fans. Like, that whole mentality is true, but at the same time, it's ridiculous in these circumstances. I think you'd agree, Danny. Health becomes before anything, in my opinion. And you know what? I'd rather the season finish out as soon as possible behind closed doors, have things as uninterrupted for next season as possible, and just try to continue on with daily life as soon as possible. I think that's the biggest thing that people are missing out here. It's like, well, you know what, we'll just bin this season because I can't go to a game. And I think I know people don't mean it in that way, but that is definitely the way it comes across to me. And there's other ways, I'm sure, that the league, that people can be creative to watch their sides. I'm sure that teams are already anticipating for that. If they have to play behind closed doors, I'm sure there's plans out there in place that, you know what, if you can't make it, you get reimbursed. Maybe live stream goes up. Maybe, I don't know. There's a variety of things they could do here to interact with fans in that way, to keep people involved. More likely fan channels, maybe they get more exposure this way. Great opportunity for people like us to get more things out there. But I'd have to say, Danny, you know what, it is hopefully the best option, but I just don't subscribe to this. If fans can't go, then don't play.
Wait, so you're saying it should be allowed to happen? Or it shouldn't be allowed to happen, sorry.
Basically what I'm saying is, if the season can continue without fans, I'm okay with it. But yeah, but I don't subscribe to people saying that it shouldn't go on if they can't go.
Yeah. This is the thing, because you say that right now, but yeah, to any Leeds United or West Bromwich Albion fan, who, you know, let's say you know, something from the other potential possibilities happens, and you know, Leeds United don't get promoted, or Villa get relegated, or whatever, then, you know, fans of these teams are going to turn around and go, hang on a minute, we've been screwed.
Yeah.
So, you know, at least this way, you know, you've got a level playing field and all that. But then, you know, there's difficulties with all of this, because then where does the money come from for lower league teams? You know, this is where there are complications. But should we move on to theory two?
Yeah, let's do it. So knock it out of the park.
So, null and void.
This is probably the least friendly one.
There's a lot.
We talked about this before. It's been publicized. Essentially, if the season is to stop right here, do you just restart it? Do you promote the, I don't know, top 2 or 3 teams? I don't know. That's even tricky if you're looking at the championship. Do you just do the automatic and then the rest have to stay down? Do you take the top 3? That trickles down to every league. But at the same time, and I think people don't touch on this, is that that hurts the lowest of the low in terms of leagues. Like, they're going to have a shortage of teams. Like, and obviously, being in the Premier League right now, we can kind of sit at the top of the castle and say, well, you know what, that works for us. We're in the Premier League no matter what. That's good stability-wise, you'd say. But then things come into questions in terms of what it does to the pyramid. Do you have a transfer window? What do you do with these cup games? Do you try to streamline other things? Because no matter what, even if it's void right now, Danny, you'd have to say some things next year are still going to be affected.
Yeah, no, exactly. You know, there's going to be angry teams, and as you say, look, it's going to be very, very difficult to organize. Do you say, okay, then fine, two teams from the Championship can come up? Well, what happens then to Derby County, who are what, 5 points off the playoff places? Is that fair? No. Do you maybe have the playoffs, and then I don't know, make the winners of the playoffs like play one of the Premier League teams to decide who stays up or something. I don't know, right? But you know, this would mean Villa stay safe, right?
Yeah.
Does that mean Dean Smith's job has been saved by it? If that is the case, is that what that is?
Well,
like, are we then ignoring big issues from this season?
I think that's the issue, because if life was going on as normal right now, the Chelsea game would have obviously already happened. Depending on how that result went, I think most of us would say it probably wouldn't have went well, considering how things have been going of late. You'd have to say that maybe he's not even in the job right now, or maybe he is. Honestly, that's the biggest question mark around this, because I think that was the game that was going to dictate a lot. Was that going to be the panic button moment for owners and management? It's hard to say. And with that being said, there's kind of almost option A and option B in that too. You keep him, you risk it, and you have to go for it. Or option B, you fire him, and you'd have to, then it goes into contracts. Like, can you, do you have to renew those contracts of expiring players? Because the market for them is going to be extremely tough, because their sample size is even smaller. And then the amount of managers that are out there right now, because I'm sure a lot of clubs won't be firing managers, so there's a limited pool that you could pull from. Like, there's so many different aspects, and I'm kind of almost shutting everything down that I even say in my own mind and out loud right now. But
I think, though, that's the right thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, like,
you've just gone through this really traumatic experience alongside all your players. Start again next season. You've got another chance, right?
Yeah,
I ain't got a problem with that.
No, I don't either. I think the thing is, Danny, is I don't think a lot of fans will be happy with it, to be honest. And like,
really?
I think because you have to look at it this way. What gets impacted? Is there going to be a transfer window? Do you have to re-sign all the players you had and just continue with the same squad? Like, you know what I mean? There's so many different little tidbits that would have to be examined with this second option of everything going null and void.
And the funny thing is, right, there's something unique about this season which makes the null and void theory, or sorry, the null and void option, so much more difficult. Liverpool are 25 points clear at the top of the table. Oh boy, would there be some controversy if they don't have the title awarded to them. But if you're going to go null and void, and you're going to go purist on the null and void thing, then Liverpool haven't won the title.
Yeah, see, that's another issue. And like, no matter what, in my opinion, what they do, unless the regular season continues and they can finish it up, even if it's a little bit late, because that's the preferred option. And this option, they like almost any other option, but the perfect option is good for Liverpool, you'd have to say, because if it's a shortened season, or they just say, okay, they win it right now, people are going to say like, oh, well, you didn't finish out the season, so you don't know what happened. Like, you know, you'll get those people. And you can say the same thing about, you'd have to look at Norwich, Villa, Bournemouth, all those player or teams that are in the relegation scrap. Well, you stayed up on merit, you're lucky, blah, blah, blah. And there's all of that. I don't really get bothered by that. A lot of people can get triggered by that.
That is what will happen though. So that's what will happen to Villa though. If that happens, if the season is declared null and void, West Brom, Leeds United, Fulham fans, oh, they would be raging. And you know what? They'd be absolutely fair to be.
Yeah. And I think it's important, Danny, that we when we're talking about this in this way as well, I believe we're both talking about this with our Villa hats off too, as much as they're on.
Yeah, because, trying to, yeah.
Yeah, because like I listened to another Villa podcast earlier, and I listened to another Norwich one earlier, just to see perspective of different fans. And I think we all have to agree that other fans from different leagues or other Premier League clubs are probably saying, oh, of course they want that to happen. It keeps them up. Like, that's not just it. Like, it can screw us as much as, say, Sheffield United. We're as close to relegation, basically, as they are to the Champions League, I think, now, or roughly. So, like, it's a lose-lose for teams. If anything, the team I feel most kind of sorry for right now is Sheffield United. Like,
well, this is sorry.
Go on. Sorry.
No, I was gonna say, well, this is now option three, isn't it? You're talking about, Cole.
Yeah.
So the table stays as it is, and as you say, Sheffield United would get screwed.
Yeah, it's tough. like we've kind of merged two and three together, if you think about it, Danny.
No, that's what I was saying. That's why I wanted to just put in there and say, right, yeah, this is option three now. So what you're saying about Sheffield United is they, as it stands, are in seventh place, right? Manchester United, come the end of the season, if what is said is we take the table as it is, this is the 2019-20 season, this is your positions, these are your points, done, right? Then yeah. Liverpool win the title. Man United in fifth place say, right, Man City's European bandstands, we're in the Champions League. Well, Sheffield United, hang on a second, are just 2 points behind them with the game in hand. Sheffield United could win the next game and they'd be above Man United. So why should Man United get the Champions League place ahead of them? And then also more importantly, since this is a Villa podcast, that would also mean Villa get relegated with a game in hand, 2 points off the safety net, basically.
And that's huge financial implications for any club getting relegated, especially promoted from the Championship as well. You have to look at your Leeds and West Broms and all those teams. It's huge. If you go down based on the way things stand right now, you'd have to imagine the amount of legal implications, lawsuits, I don't know if you'd say riots. People are going to go insane, no matter if you're a Villa fan, a Norwich fan, any club in and around there that could go down. You'd have, like, I don't even know, because you know every fan base has those absolutely nut fans. And I hate saying it. Every team does. Every sport has them. And people are going to take it to extremes. And you would have to say, Danny, that doing that would probably push some people to that extreme.
Man, I'd be raging. I would be raging. I'm not going to lie. Because who's to say that Villa don't go on a march at the end of the season and stay up? I mean, I don't believe it's going to happen.
don't believe it's going to happen.
For all this coronavirus stuff, I'm not going to lie. Come on. We've just lost the last four games. But even still, right, football's about that possibility, isn't it? You know, you look at Nigel Pearson and what he did with Leicester a few seasons ago. That could happen. Heck, that could happen at Norwich. Couldn't it?
I have a fourth option here. Some humor in here. What if the rest of the season had to be played as five aside?
Why would that happen?
I don't know, but it's an idea.
On FIFA?
No, but imagine, like, honestly, if that happened, how insane would that be? Actually, you know what?
Who's your five aside team?
That's what I was gonna ask you.
No, I'm asking you first, so.
Okay. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Well, you know, let's do it together. I'll do a player, okay, you'll fine. Do a player. Okay.
All right, okay. So let's agree on a goalkeeper first, though. Yeah, then we can agree on the goalkeeper together.
Yeah. I'm going to say
I think Nyland. Why besides you go Reyna, you know? Ooh, really?
Yeah, I haven't been impressed with Reyna's form lately. His ball control and his passing has really been off the last few weeks. Seems like he's been cracking a little bit. And after Nyland's latest performance, you'd have to say, although it's five aside, the shot stopping part of that, he has pretty down pat, you'd say.
Yeah, so, but bro, we're talking about a different game now. We're talking about five aside. Rayna's footwork, surely.
Yeah, but then he might rip his pants because he likes to hold on to them a little too tight.
All right, you haven't forgiven him for the other week, so I'm willing to go Nyland with you.
Okay, let's go Nyland. Okay, let's go. We'll start from the back, obviously. So Nyland, who are we going for in the defensive role?
Oh God, okay. In a five-a-side. Oh, it's Mings, isn't it?
Yeah,
you need a bit of like pace and power, isn't it? Don't you?
Yeah. And he's probably our best center back with in terms of ball possession and control. Very tall, can block shots. You know those shots are coming in from anywhere in five-a-side.
Yeah.
So I think that's a pretty obvious one. Who should we go for next?
Jack Grealish, I reckon.
Yeah,
he has to be in there.
Yeah. Do we even discuss that?
This is starting to seem a lot easier than it should have been now. I can already predict the next two.
Yeah, well, John McGinn's the next.
Yeah, of course he is. Well, because this is, I mean, already you've got a solid five-a-side components here. I mean, you've got Tyron Mings, who defensively is brilliant and also has the footwork to play as a five-a-side player. But then you've got John McGinn, who's going to be working tirelessly. You need to run around a lot in a five-a-side game. Jack Grealish, I mean, he's the worst player to play against any in five-a-side.
Yeah, so who are we going for up top? Because you know what? You could be greedy and put Grealish up top. You really could.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Because I don't think Samata would be that great at five-a-side.
No, I think he'd be okay. I think he'd do a job.
You're not really going to cross them in, and he's been pretty lethal in the air for us. Bring the ball down and all that kind of stuff.
Do you have Wesley in there to bully everybody?
No. Oh, see, that's tough. Keenan Davis, maybe?
Nah, not over Wes.
I don't know. I feel like Wes would miss a lot more opportunities than either of those two.
But I feel like you've got the skill in Grealish and McGinn there. I feel like if you put Samata there, it'd still do a job. Trezeguet, yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
Ooh,
no.
Nah. That's tough. You know what? I'll just go with Samata. It's the easiest Samata. One.
I think Samata. He's lethal. He's been scoring.
I like how we literally disregarded him. Well, I did. You agreed with it. We went through every other possibility and went, wow, we're bad. Back to Samata.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much. Jesus. Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
So that's not going to happen.
No.
First of all. but look, I think the other thing is, you know, even with this idea of us finishing the season out at some point, we just don't know. Look, we really do not know what's happening at the moment. This is just ideas. This is just possibilities. If you want sure answers for Villa and Villa's future, I can't give them to you. I mean, give them to you, can we, Cole?
No, it's unrealistic here. We can't unfortunately give you anything that's going to be breaking news in a really any sense, really. Essentially, at this point, it's just kind of laying out the facts and hoping for the best. Danny, you know what? At this point, should we get to some of the questions we had?
We've got questions. We've got questions, Cole. I mean, you've got questions. I don't think I've read many. I've read one, and that one's not very football-based, but I'm still taking it. So let's go.
Okay, so if I log on to the 7500 to Holt account and actually look at the questions,
good preparation,
that would be fantastic. Let's scroll right down here. Lovely jubbly. Why am I not seeing any questions? There they are. Okie dokie.
Oh, it's worth mentioning, by the way, just whilst you do that if you do want to read a little bit more about you know, how Villa might be affected by it, I think Kirsten Schlewitz wrote an article on it as well on the website. So if you want to take a look around, I mean, there's a lot of writing on the website around what could be done for Villa.
Yeah, and if you want to listen to old Holt casts and cry yourself to sleep with Villa's demise, you can do that as well. Or just listen to the good ones where we win. Either or works for us. But anyways, let's get on to the questions. And there's only a few this time, but regardless, thank you very much. You can, of course, tweet in at 7500 to Holt, or you can send it to Danny at Raza Journal or me at Talk Aston Villa on Twitter, and of course we'll get you involved. So Chris Smith at the 86 Kid has, well, just one question and answers it for us. So he put best ex Villa still in Prem starting, or not starting 11, just 11. He's going for Milner, Delph, Gay, Albrighton, and Traore. Well, that's already looking wrong because Gay is not in the Premier League. But anyways, sorry, Chris. But anyways, there's a few options there that he gave to us. I don't want to do a full 11. It's going to be too hard. So maybe we'll pick like a top three.
Well, I wish we had a roster, man.
Yeah, that would have been a good preparation on my part. Right. You can tell we literally just rolled into this.
I mean, I'd be like naming former Villa players in the Premier League right now. I'd even struggle to name 11.
Yeah, we'll do top three.
Top three.
Yeah, let's keep it simple.
Made a five-a-side thing over it, but now look what you've done, Cole. You asked me about that in the last one, and now. In fact, I asked you about it. Forget it. Doesn't matter. We already did it. We already did the five-a-side concept. We're not going to do it again.
Okay.
It's been 5 minutes.
What is this right now? Oh my god.
I don't know. Wait. Let's name former Villa players who are actually in the Premier League. Could you even make a team out of it? Because the problem is, you know, whoever has asked that question, the problem is that in recent years Villa have really not had an awful lot of standout players.
Well, most of them are like retired or were too crap and went down, went to a different league, or left before it got worse. So
I'll take Milner, Traore. Oh, Milner, Traore, or Brighton and Delph as a midfield is wicked. So that's a midfield sorted for you.
But there's no keepers though. That'd be the issue.
Isn't there?
No, because Guzan's in the States. Okay. Bun's retired.
Where's Boaz Myhill when you need him?
Yeah, I don't even know where he is now, actually. Because he's not with West Brom anymore. I know that for sure. Was he at Middlesbrough maybe or something like that?
No, he's not at West Brom either. He's a free agent.
Oh, free agent. Okay. Well, you know what? If I'm going to keep it simple here, if I go with the top three... as of right now, you'd probably have to say Milner, Traore. It's a toss-up between Delph and Albrighton because both of them aren't playing amazingly, but they're still up there. I'd probably have to say Delph.
I mean, I've already thought of a midfield and an attack.
Okay.
So you've got Albrighton, Delph, and Milner, and so we're pretty much agreed on those guys, aren't we? And then Traore as well on the left, maybe.
Yeah. Well, even in defense, like, you would have, what, Gary Cahill?
oh, God, yes. Good point. Okay, yeah. No, we can do this, Cole.
Are you sure?
So up front, we've got Ayew and Benteke. Is that sorted?
Yeah. Oh, crap. Yeah, you're right. Yes. Okay, continue. Let's do this.
we've just taken the Crystal Palace strike force. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
Okay.
They're playing very well together, by the way, lately. Jeez. Like, Benteke's finally realized that he doesn't need to be that out-and-out goal scorer. He's doing the little kind of grinding work now, and it's really paying dividends for Ayew especially, I've noticed. So, good for both of them.
Yeah, exactly. We've also got Ender Stevens at left-back.
Oh, my God. Yes! I forgot about that.
So, we're left with three players. We're left with three players, Cole.
Okay, so we need another center-back.
God, I wish this was a live podcast right now so somebody could help us out here.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't even a dream 11 now. This is just, let's make what we can out of it.
I'm trying to think. It's tough because, no, you can't. He's gone. Oh my God, I don't know.
No, hang on. No, hold up. Kyle Walker, right back.
Yes. Okay. We need one more.
Ryan Bertrand, I don't know.
Oh my God. Ryan Bertrand? Yeah, well, you know what? I wouldn't want him at center back, though. Surely you'd want... I don't know. Who do we have at left back again? Nah, Ender Stevens.
But you can play Ender Stevens left... You can play Ender Stevens wing back. You could play Walker, Cahill, and Bertrand as a back three. It's bad, but, you know, it wouldn't get relegated.
You know what? I just thought of this, too. You could also probably, I mean, they've never probably played center back, but I'd almost trust Milner at center back more than I would Bertrand. to be honest.
I don't know about that one, but maybe. And you know what? I don't know who else is left, though, to be honest, in terms of a goalkeeper.
You know what? There's going to be someone so obvious for goalkeeper, probably, or not even goalkeeper, center back, and we're going to look like the biggest idiots by the time this goes out. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, probably, but you know what? Who cares? Yeah. We tried. You know, that's all that anybody can ask of us.
You know what? Who do we throw in the goal? Someone's going to have to go out of position.
Really? Well, you need to find another player then.
Jeez.
Exactly.
I thought we had a spare player.
Hold up. Are we just not going to allow Ashley Westwood to root back in the team?
Oh. Yeah.
He doesn't get in that midfield though, does he? That's the thing.
Okay, he's too short to go in goal. Who's our tallest midfielder that could go in goal? Oh Jesus. You know what?
Is this taking half the podcast now?
I don't know, but hope people are enjoying this. But you know what? I'm gonna go with Westwood in the middle, Milner's going in goal.
To be fair, Milner can play anywhere.
Yeah. So utility man.
James Milner in goal. I guess this is where we are at, unfortunately. Right. This is going to be some heavy
editing. People are still listening. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Jeez, Cole.
What can we do?
That's 11 players for you.
Yes.
It's not a lot, but it's what you deserve. So there we go.
Okay, let's move on to your favorite question here, and then we'll wrap this up because we're getting around the 40-minute mark anyways.
Hold up, have we only had two questions come in?
Yes, we have. We're not that popular this week.
Amazing. All right, fine. So we're on to the big one. This is basically feeling like a Sporkle quiz now. So it was Trevor Hood, at Trevor Says, as let's call him the executive producer, don't we? He's obviously the man who tracks our scoreline predictions, and unfortunately none of those are happening right now. But he wants to know who I would put in my all-time wrestling 10-man Royal Rumble and who'd win. I would imagine he's not asking me about wrestlers. I think he's asking me about Villa players. Let's go through this, Cole, and you can help me out with this. But okay. I think already I'm thinking of a couple of big ones. So John Carew goes in, straight away. John Carew's in there easily. Easily.
Would you throw Gabby in there? Because he likes getting feisty.
Nah. Well, maybe actually. No, Gabby's not a bad shout.
We'll throw him in there. So there's two.
Okay. He can easily get miffed if...
About...
I think Gabby Kwando is definitely a bit of a heel, though. He's definitely going to play the bad guy, isn't he? Like the cocky heel. You know, the one who's... The one who's getting away with things.
Yeah, and Carew, you know, you're just not going to want to mess with him. Like, he's going to put you through a wall.
Yeah, his finishing move is the Batista bomb, easily.
Ooh, what about Melberg and Larson?
Yeah, Melberg and Larson, they're in there as a tag team. They're working together up until the end. Yeah, I like that. I reckon Big Ron Vlah.
Yes.
Something about him.
Hard man, the Dutch hard man, I guess you could say. I just had one on the what about Dion Dublin? He has a nasty streak in him.
If you feel Dion deserves a space in there, then I'm happy to go with that call.
Did he not didn't he do something to he's a broadcaster now or whatever. No one likes him. Was it him? I'm thinking of the right person.
I don't know.
He played for Leicester.
Heskey?
No. Oh my God, it's so obvious, and people are gonna automatically know. Oh my God, he was in a show with it was him and another guy, and then it got canceled because they stopped getting along. Anyways, yeah, we'll throw him in there. It'll come to me eventually. Yes, Robbie Savage. Thank you. I think it was, was it not Dion Dublin and Robbie Savage, and Dion Dublin like headbutted him or something?
Yeah, I think so. It's a bit of a throwback, but yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so we'll throw that in there. Apologies for me forgetting names. I'm terrible with names.
Okay, sorry, carry on.
We have six people now, I think.
Yeah, I think so. If there's more, it doesn't matter, right? Yeah. I think Carlos Sanchez goes in there just because of a wild streak. He's definitely going to get unhinged in the ring. I'll give it Carlos Sanchez.
I might have the best comparison. We were in our group chat the other day. We were talking about wrestling. Who's the guy that has the spider in the cage?
Rowan. Eric Rowan.
James Collins is Eric Rowan.
What, do you think so?
He has the big ginge beard too.
I'd give it James Collins. I think James Collins could work in here as well.
Yes. I think that's the best one, like comparison wise. That's fantastic. I'm so happy with that.
I'm not sure about this one, but would Brad Friedel get in? Or is that a bit far? Was Brad Friedel a bit, I don't know.
No, I was thinking that too. He did love to come out of his net a little bit. Loved a little slide tackle out of his box. Yeah, let's go there. Let's do that. I like right, that.
Okay. We've got a couple more we can throw into the mix, can't we?
Gareth Barry, I don't know.
No way. No, not in a.
Is there not anyone really? In the current team?
In the current team. See, I still think Wes has got a couple of tricks up his sleeve as a wrestler. Tyrone Mings, Southpaw.
Yeah,
Southpaw action in there.
Has abs for days. Yeah.
Abs for days. You know, might not be the strongest in the ring, but he's technically gifted.
Ooh, I have a great shout. John Terry.
John Terry, you think so?
Well, he played for us. He does have a little nasty streak in him.
Yeah, but I don't think he has WWE in him. Maybe. I'm willing to go with John Terry if you are too.
A bit of WWE. It is fake.
You know, let's not get ahead of ourselves here, Cole. Okay. Johnny Sports still going.
Can we please mention the fact that Stone Cold Steve Austin had to say "Give me a hell yeah" to an empty audience.
Oh, it's great. So basically, if you're not a fan of wrestling, and I realize that this is the weirdest like fusion of things right now, Aston Villa and wrestling, but
to talk about.
I mean, the Stone Cold Steve Austin, basically WWE turned into the Eric Andre show this week, because they're basically, it's still on the topic of sport. They're basically running their shows now, like in front of empty audiences, and it's the funniest thing ever.
I have a few more here. What about Paul McGraw?
Okay, yeah, put Paul McGrath in there. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these are before my time now, but
about Ugo. Than me. Ugo.
Yeah, stick Ugo. Yeah, yeah, of course, yeah.
Hard
men in the Villa team. What other hard men have we had in the past?
David Platt.
Maybe that's really before my time, though.
Yeah, I'm on a list right now. So.
How are you? I still think Sean Teal could do a job.
Juan Pablo Engel.
No.
Well, you know, he could do like the high flying stuff, like a Rey Mysterio kind of thing.
Yeah,
I could see that.
I could see that. Yeah. Yeah.
What is this?
What is going on now?
I don't know.
Put this out. Is this podcast airable?
Yeah, you know what? We're gonna put it out there because I'm sure a lot of people are probably just looking for something to listen to. We talked about some Villa stuff. We have a little bit of humor and personality with the random stuff because we get off topic anyways, Danny. It's all good. Okay, so let's finalize our top 10 here. We'll go through them really quickly.
Have you written these down?
No, I haven't. So that's a nightmare. So we're gonna go with John Carew first and Igbon the Horror second.
Somehow Gabby's made his way into this, but
the Birmingham City stuff. I think that's fair enough. Number three, let's go for Big Ron Vlar. I think that's fair enough. If you have any objections, let me know.
Or if you have any additions as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Larson and Melberg, we said.
They're a tag team, so that's five. Yeah. James Collins has to, because he looks like he's the most comparable, like look alike in terms of wrestler. I mean, they're not the same size in terms of body mass, but they do both have big red beards.
James Collins, you could imagine him getting, you know, he'd carry on regardless, wouldn't he?
Loves a crunching tackle.
Yeah.
So there's six. Oh, Richard Dunn.
Oh, okay. All right. Maybe.
Seven. No.
I still take Carlos Sanchez before him.
I don't think so.
Really?
I was not a fan of him. So
I just think right now what you're doing right here is typical Vince McMahon. You're shoving a lot of big boys in there. Big meat boys.
How many do we have right now? Six?
We've got six. We've got John Carew, Gabby Egbuonlahor, Ron Vlaar, Lawson, Mel Berg, and James Collins.
Okay. Seven has to be Dion Dublin just for the Robbie Savage stuff.
Okay.
Okay. And continue on, my friend. Give me an idea here.
What else did we say? I think you said McGrath.
Yeah, we'll throw him in there. Eight.
What about James Milner, as in just that engine that keeps on going?
He's kind of boring, though.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good point. If I had to compare James Milner to a wrestler, he'd probably be a Bob Backlund.
Okay, let's do Brad Friedel in there, because I want a goalkeeper in there.
Okay, all right.
Can we just please put Juan Pablo Wangill in there, because I want like a Rey Mysterio type.
All right, okay, fine.
Okay.
But only on the condition that Carlos Sanchez attacks one of these guys and inserts himself into the Royal Rumble.
If Carlos Sanchez was a wrestler, who would he be? Like Carlito?
No, not Carlito. You can't just say that just because of his hair. Well, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, picture Carlos Sanchez coming out to Carlito's theme song. Please.
If I imagine Carlos Sanchez to be a bit like a Dean Ambrose, in my opinion.
No. Oh, my God. Okay, you know what? Let's wrap it up there. Jesus.
All right, fine. This is we're not going to agree on this. There's two different types of booking over here.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll take this 11.
Exactly. Yeah, and you know what, guys? Normally for these circumstances, we probably like edit half of what we just said because it was rubbish. But the fact that there isn't much out there, we'll leave it in. Enjoy it. Listen to it. Let us know what you think. We might as well, Danny. We'll be back next week. We don't know what we're going to talk about yet.
Listen, I'm going to be bored as heck, so let's talk anyway.
Yeah, we'll figure out something to talk about. Maybe next week we'll talk about our, I don't know, maybe what Villa players relate to which food group. I don't know. Like, I'm just spewing things into my mind right now. It makes no, we're not going to do that. But you know what I mean. We'll come up with some creative. We'll figure it out from there. But of course, thank you very much, Danny, for joining me. You can find Danny on Twitter at RazzaJourno. You can find me, Cole Pettum, on Twitter at TalkAstonVilla. And of course, all together, we make up the 7500 to Holtcast. You can find us on Twitter as well at 7500 to Holt, or the website www.7500toholt.com. Thank you guys very much. Of course, I should mention it more. Please leave a review on iTunes or the podcast one. You know what I mean? Be greatly appreciated to get some more reviews on there because they're very outdated. Stick around for the long haul. We're in this together. Reach out if you need anything. And of course, up the Villa.